I want to talk to you a little bit about fear. It's part of the devotional that I wrote today, and let me just read this little quick scripture, and I'll try to keep this from being very long, and we can just visit a little bit. Hey, Terry. Again, I want to talk to you a little bit about fear because I understand for people in the world struggling with fear because there's no reason for them not to be afraid. And I understand for even us as Christians to be tempted to give in to fear. That's really the enemy's great goal. That's what he's after more than anything else. We can walk in wisdom, and you can exercise caution and wisdom, but not live in fear. Jesus told the disciples, he said, "Fear not, only believe." And the antithesis of faith is fear. It's the great enemy. Let's see. This is in Matthew 14. This is a story about Jesus walking on the water. I'm not going to read the whole part, but just a few verses. And if you want to read the devotional, just go into aswinroars.org, and you can read the devotional today. It says, immediately he made the disciples get into their boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he sent the disciples away, or the multitudes away. And after he had sent the multitudes away, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat was already many stadia away from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, he came to them walking on the water. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were frightened, saying, "It is a ghost." And the language there is they repeatedly were saying that, so they were pretty wigged out. And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, and again the language there is Jesus repeatedly said this to them to calm them down. Because when it says they were frightened, I think the King James says they were troubled, but it says they were frightened and they began to cry out in fear. The word fear there is the word terror. So here you have this group of apostles, these great apostles, the foundation of the truth of the church, these great heroes of the faith, these great spiritual giants. They're in this boat, and as there's a storm going on, and if their past history is any indicator, they're pretty wigged out about the fact that they're maybe going to drown. Now, there's one of the gospel readings that indicates that at this particular point, they may have only been in like waist-deep water. They weren't very far from the shore. They just couldn't see it because it was night and stormy. So it was not likely they could drown. They didn't know that. But they were probably afraid of that. And when they saw Jesus coming to them, they thought it was his ghost. And it says that they were frightened. But the word is again the word terror. So here's this group of apostles in this boat all screaming at the top of their lungs with terror. And so, as I mentioned in the devotional day, that's encouraging to me because these were the apostles. These were the spiritual giants, and they were freaking out. And it says, immediately Jesus spoke to them, repeatedly saying, "Take courage. It is I," or a better translation would be, "I am. Do not be afraid." The word there, "do not be afraid," would be best translated, "stop being afraid." You know, the thing is that the Lord was speaking to me through the scripture is that this was a pretty violent storm. On the Sea of Galilee, violent storms would come up very rapidly and unexpectedly. It's kind of like in a bowl, if you've ever been to Israel, to the Sea of Galilee, it like sits in a bowl. So a storm will come in and the wind will get trapped in there, and it's pretty bad. And so they're terrified and they're in the midst of this storm. And then Jesus comes to them in the midst of the storm. They didn't really recognize him for who he was. They thought it was his ghost or a ghost. And they're wigging out. And then Jesus speaks and simply says to them, "Take courage, for I am. Stop being afraid." And here was the word in simple form, so I don't take up a lot of time, all the time teaching. Every time, this is one of the things I've come to realize is that fear is usually precipitated through the whole issue of the unknown and the uncertain. When there's unknown and there's uncertain, like this whole coronavirus thing, and people worry about whether they're going to get it, and you know they're going to get contaminated, and they're making sure that everything's sterile. And I understand that's wisdom, but you don't have to exercise wisdom in fear. How long is it going to last? Will businesses go out, not make it? And so when we try to get consumed with trying to see the end game of a situation about what might be, the things that we can't see, that how's this going to conclude, the unknown or the uncertain, that's when fear really sets in. But here was Jesus saying to them, because the storm is a great reality, and whether they were going to sink or not, and what this ghost was all about. And Jesus simply spoke to them and said, "Take courage, because I am." The great certainty in the midst of every storm that we go through personally, or we go through corporately, like the whole globe is going through right now, is that you and I, as believers, can know that even though Jesus didn't cause the storm, He's there in the midst of the storm, speaking to us to stop being afraid, to take courage, not by trying to roll up our own emotional or spiritual strength and being courageous, being tough, gutting it out. That's not Christianity. That's what lost people try to do. But Jesus is saying, because I am present. I am here. Yeah, I'm in control, not this storm. And I'm more than adequate for this thing. I've told you you're going to go to the other side. I put you in the boat to go to the other side, and I am here. You're going to make it to the other side. And so I think it's so significant that you understand whether it's a personal storm you're going through because of some situation or something like this. So COVID-19 issue is happening, is that you realize that Jesus is there in the midst of all this, saying, "This thing, this circumstance is not the great reality. I am." In Hebrews 11, it says, "Without faith," verse 6, "it's impossible to please God. But he who comes to God must believe that he is." Again, without faith, it's impossible to please God, but he who comes to God must believe that he is. When you do the verb, I am, it's like, I am, you are, third person is, he is. And so in every situation, you and I are in union with Christ. Christ is also, we're in his story, and therefore but he's also global. He's also not just in us, but he's also involved in every situation and circumstance he's orchestrating. Not the circumstance. He didn't cause the circumstance, but he's orchestrating redemptive purposes through it. And in all those things, Jesus is saying, "I am. Look at me, not this storm. Look to me. I'm present here. I am in control. I'm not gone away. I've not disappeared. This storm is not Lord. I'm Lord. And I am more than sufficient. I am here. I am in control. I am adequate and more than sufficient for you to walk this out. I have all the sufficiency that you need and the adequacy that you need to walk this out one step at a time, one day at a time." One of the things I said in the devotional day was that the Lord knows the end from the beginning. I think I said this yesterday. From the beginning of this thing, he knows the end. You don't have to. So let's just win today. Let's just trust him today. And that we'll trust him with the outcome of all this. But just trust him today. He's there in the midst of the storm. And I've discovered over the years, over the decades, it's usually in the midst of storms that Jesus teaches me how to radically rest in him. It's usually in the midst of storms that Jesus teaches me how to walk on water, how to live supernaturally, how to know supernatural peace and supernatural victory and joy, even though there's a storm going on around the outside. Because the one who is the I am, is not just with me, and in the midst of all the circumstance, he's also in me, and I'm in union with him, and he can handle this thing, and he's not afraid. Okay?